After the death of Brisbane woman Hannah Clark and her three children in February, a Senate inquiry was set up to address domestic and family violence, examine current measures, and explore how government could enact cultural change. The Legal and Constitutional Affairs References Committee inquiry into domestic violence was due to report by August 13, but was unexpectedly released this week, 3 months early, without taking submissions or holding public hearings. Centre Alliance Senator Rex Patrick has strongly criticised the Senate committee, explaining it has failed to do its duty. The Wire's Soph Landau has more.
The inquiry into domestic violence, with particular regard to violence against women and their children, has wrapped up 3 months early, with the Legal and Constitutional Affairs References Committee saying that anything more would be of limited benefit. Centre Alliance Senator Rex Patrick explains what the intentions of the inquiry were.
The inquiry was tasked to conduct two activities. One was to look at what previous Senate inquiries had said and also what the Auditor-General had said in his review of the National Action Plan. And the second task was then to work out what needed to be improved upon, what things were working, what things weren't working, and what could be done to make them work or perhaps to abandon those approaches, and what things were missing. And it is the second piece of work that the committee didn't do. And the next step for the committee after it had done a review was indeed to call for submissions. And that just means that the committee would have written to a number of entities, a number of organisations, those that help people that suffer from domestic violence, those that help the perpetrators, and would have asked them to make a written submission.
The committee say they've added to the store of knowledge available to the Senate in order to inform the public policy accordingly. However, Senator Rex Patrick explains the outcome was a disappointment to those seeking effective change.
The committee didn't do its job properly, and it actually now needs to go back and revisit what it did, and actually call for submissions and have hearings and work out what needs to be recommended to government to improve our response to domestic violence.
11 women have been killed in domestic violence incidents since early March, and the United Nations is urging governments to make prevention and redress of violence against women a key part of their national response plans for COVID-19. May also signifies Domestic Violence Prevention Month. Claire Tatizo, Advocacy Manager at YWCA Australia, illustrates the importance of prevention.
We acknowledge that it's so important for us to invest as a community and our governments to invest in crisis response services, because we know that there's a critical need for women who are experiencing domestic and family violence. But at the same time we're doing that, we also need a really critical investment into primary prevention. And what that means is we need to look at what addresses violence against women and children in the first place and take action to prevent violence from occurring in the first place, which will mean that long-term change for our communities and for the people in our communities to be safer.
Claire Tatizo says that domestic violence prevention means addressing attitudes and behaviours.
Our watch has done a lot of foundational work in looking at what actually drives violence against women, and one of the things is attitudes and behaviours. We're looking at things like cultural norms. We're looking at the jokes that we might make that are sexist or discriminatory in other ways. We look at the attitudes that people have about women and their roles in society, and also men and their roles in society. And we know that the research is telling us that these are really limiting for all genders, and that they can lead to a culture where women in particular are less valued and are treated with less respect.
The National Plan to Reduce Violence Against Women and Their Children does address prevention, but Rex Patrick says the point of the committee was to call upon those who are executing the plan and examine improvements.
It's clear that things are still falling through the cracks, and when that happens, it's tragedy. And of course, we're not even seeing the reports in the media of those that thankfully don't end up in a situation where you know, where there's a murder involved. there are lots of people that are harmed physically and psychologically that never make the news.
When the Senate returns, Rex Patrick intends to re-refer the inquiry back to the committee to finish the job it was asked to do.
It's very rare for a senator to criticise Senate committees, but this is an extraordinary situation. It is unprecedented where a committee conducts an inquiry but does not call for submissions and does not hold hearings to drag out the detail. The Senate actually needs to do its job properly.
Centre Alliance Senator Rex Patrick ending that report from The Wire's Soph Landau. If this story has raised any concerns for you, please call 1-800-RESPECT on 1-800-737-732 or Lifeline on 131114.